Lamana Beis, two dots. I'm going to hear Berei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei de Rav. Bikshu Chachamim Lignoi Sefer Kohelis, and they should dwarf Sersim Zev Zev. There were points in there which were, seemed to be contradictory to each other. Why do they not do that? If the beginning is Torah and the end is Torah, so we have to assume in the middle is also Torah, and therefore the message is important, so we'll have to live with the contradictions. And the board is going to actually ask what they are and answer them. What benefit does a person have from all of his effort that he puts in under the sun? So what is the phrase? Where's the Devar Torah? Who the Ein Loi? Fedem Hashemesh Yesh Loi. Something which is before the Shemesh, above the Shemesh. So that there is something ready. Torah, which came before the Shemesh, that a person has a benefit from. Sever Devar Torah Deceive. Sever Devar Kol Nishma, Esa Lakim Yerobes Mitzvah Shemarki Zek Kol Ho'odom. Saivtavar Kol Nishma, the final point is that a person should have Yerushamayim and keep the mitzvahs. What does it mean, Kizek Kol Ha'adam? This is all of the man. What does that mean? So more business says, Omer Belozer, Kol Adam Kulo Niver Elo Bishvil Zeh. A person who is actually Elokim Yerob is Mrs. of Shemor. It's possible to say the world was created solely for him. See, he is all of the man, all of mankind really is expressed in this person. The world was worthwhile to produce for such a person. Usually that phrase, and at least in English, is used to discuss the rarity of such a person. Right. That's the only thing that's the point of the Gemara. Saying, well, we finally found the one guy who was worth it for the whole world for it. That's not the point. The point is each one of those people, it's worthwhile to say the whole world was created for that person. The tachas of the Bria is to allow human beings to get closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So a person who's... Does Elokim Yerob Mitzvah Shemor? So that's it. The whole world was created for that person. I'll tell you two thoughts on that. The famous Rambam, in his Hakdama to Mishnayos, talks about the idea that it's possible the Rosh Hashanah created. They put this idea in this usher's mind to build this tremendous building, this palace, etc. That one time a tzaddik should walk by and need some shade, to sit down in the shade of the building. So this building will stand for 400 or 500 years. And the purpose of that building was one time a tzaddik sat there in its shade and got the shade that he needed to be able to help him learn his Torah, etc. And it's possible that's why it happened. And that's in that end. There's a famous zog they say from a simple zitzel. Now the shell is exactly where, what's his makor for it? But the concept that should be is correct. He said that 1,000 Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo equals one Amen. 1,000 Amen equal one Amen Yehishmer Rabba. 1,000 Amen Yehishmer Rabba equal one word of Torah. And it was worthwhile to Kodesh Baruch Hu to create the Bria that for 6,000 years nobody should do any mitzvahs at all, and only Averas. If one time, one person gets up one time in the history of mankind and says, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, one time, it was worth it, the whole creation. That was his machshava. You have to digest that one, right?
How does he figure out?
I don't know what his source is for that point.
Descending order in the ratio.
Well, that's well, a main is a mitzvah in the Gemara. Baruch Hu Shemayim is nisken by the Rishonim. Heishir Rabba is the Morris says the whole world stands. Heishir Rabba, And Torah is Torah. That we have no shaila. So what the ratios are, I don't know. Rabbi Abram Bar Kahana Meshukel Zek Kenegad Kol Olam Kuloi. So he's going to certain. He'll be the counterbalance. So if you, it's possible the Bereshit when he measures the two sides of the Yemedin. So this fellow could be the counterbalance against him. Shukel means he's equal to. Shem Ben Azir Omer Vemer Lo Shem Ben Azir Ben Zoyma Omer Lo Nivra Kol Olam Kuloi El Letzavus Lezet. Okay, the world was created to be a tzavus for this person. Tzavus is a companion to him. I understand Ben Azai. Ben Azai is also the one who got up, you know, but he was once by the Harabayas and he saw Uchlusin, he saw 600,000, the more brachas. So if you see, if a person sees 600,000 people standing together, there's a bracha called Chacham Arozin. There's a bracha. Hashem is able to know the secret of every single, all of the different people, each was created separate, etc. So then that counted as that Gemara. The Morse says Ben Azai one time stood up by the Harabayas and said that the whole world was created, everybody who's here is here for me. And the Tzavos Lezet. Everybody's here to be my, you know. So the way I understand that. I told you this once. Rizal Piskin once said he wanted to create, an exercise in a karsa toiv. So he wanted to have a karsa toiv for his cup of coffee in the morning. You know, something. Think of something which is mundane and obvious, and realize how much it's really worth. So he started thinking about the coffee. So he says the coffee grows in Brazil, so there's. The effort which is put in by all of the people involved in the process of growing the coffee there in the plantation, and the harvesting of the coffee, and then processing of it to put it into that, and then the trucks, and the roads which were built to get the trucks from there to the port, and then the amount of people were involved in the process of getting it on the ports into the boats, and the people transporting on the boats up to the port in America where it was brought in, and then they're going to take it to the factory, and then the people working in the factory which are processing it into the freeze-dried coffee and packaging it, and then the trucks which are getting it to the store, and then the people in the store which says, gets the coffee. Water. And he starts going through the whole process of how people involved in laying the pipes and getting maintaining the system and getting the water to and the scientists which developed the systems to cleanse it, etc. Gas, stove, milk, sugar, spoon, cup, plate. He said he wrote for an hour. He hadn't gotten to the milk yet. And it hit him, you know, this intense, he put it as this intense spiritual moment of how much he should appreciate a cup of coffee. I say out of the story, you realize that there's probably a million people involved in giving me a cup of coffee every morning? You know, if you think about it, you know, hundreds of thousands of people are involved in that cup of coffee between the people who laid the roads and made the roads and maintain the roads and the people who make the trucks. And I mean, we're so intertwined. So I need a million people need me, and I need a million people. So Ben Azai said, if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, so they're all here to help me. I'm also here to help them. But if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, the whole world is here for me. So that's understand the substance of it. Okay, it's a fascinating. If you think about it, that's called coffee. What about your cereal? I mean, I cover at least a billion people every day. You know, they're all mine. You know, the people make the books. You know, the paper. I mean, my Dvarim Sirshan says that. What does it mean? Where was there the examples of his contradictions? See, toiv kas mischoik. It's better to have kas than to have schoik. Skoik is letzonis, kas is anger is better than letzonis. Uksiv skoik or marti mahalol. I praise skoik. Skoik is a good thing. Uksiv shibata niyas a simcha. Simcha is a good thing. Uksiv simcha mazayah. So what does simcha do? What's simcha good for? Like, so make up your mind. So the more I start going through them, and explains at least these two examples how to answer them. Lekash, Tov Kash Mishraik. Tov Kash Kash Kodesh Baruch Hu Letzadikim Be'Olam Hazeh. The punishment and the seemingly the anger which a person pours out on the Tzadikim Be'Olam Hazeh is better Mishraik Shemesachek Kodesh Baruch Hu Rishon Be'Olam Hazeh. It's better to have it, the Yisurim and Olam Hazeh, than that which the Rishonim are being paid off their portion in this world. Rishonim Martin Maholol says Schoik Shemasach Hakadosh Baruch Hu Matzadikim by Olam Habo. That's the Schoik, but he says it's praiseworthy. Shabbat Ani says Simcha Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Simcha Mazoy So Zu Simcha Sheino Shal Mitzvah. Okay, the Lamdcha. Now I'm not sure this next step exactly how it teaches you this, but Simcha Shal Mitzvah is very, very important. Shein Shkina Shara Loi Mitoch Atzvus, Loi Mitoch Atzlus, Loi Mitoch Schoik, Loi Mitoch Kalus Roish, Loi Mitoch Sicho, Loi Mitoch Dvar Mitzvah, Loi Mitoch Dvar Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Simcha Shal Mitzvah has a tremendous power. A person needs simcha to be chal on a person, to be effective on the person. A person who's in a state of atzvus or atzlus, it's not going to work. The Reb Chaim Mitel in his definition of the four different, you know, the Kabbalah uses the method that all philosophers use of the four different basic foundations of the world, of Eish, Mayim, Ofer, and Ruach. And he goes through how each one of them presents its various different midas in the person's person whose Iker component is offer will have issues of Yush and Atzvus and Atzlus. He combines those together. Person whose Iker Mita is Eish will have challenges in the world of Kas. Mayim is Taiva. But he puts, so Simcha is the antidote to, is the opposite of Atzvus and Atzlus. Simcha is a feeling of, actually, it's hard to exactly translate simcha in the, exactly what simcha means, but parasha simcha shal mitzvah is a feeling of contentment and fulfillment. So that allows the Kodesh Baruch Hu to be present in the person. And a person needs, it's not just joking around, but it's a true simcha shal mitzvah. Shenemar brings a pasuk that Elisha had lost his ruach kodesh. So we don't see necessarily simcha shal mitzvah over there, but we see that when he was in a state of non simcha of atzvus, it wasn't possible for the shechina to come to him. Person wants to learn Torah. The best way to learn Torah, the shechina cannot come to a person. He can't have effectively learn, allow the Torah to be absorbed inside of him. Unless he's in a state of simcha. You want to have a good dream. You go to bed, you know, thinking about the world of simcha shal mitzvah, you'll have a good dream. So simcha shal mitzvah, learning Torah. He's sitting in front of his Rebbe. And his lips aren't dripping out bitterness from the pachad, from the awe. Tichvena, his lips should be burnt. His lips are shoshanim, dripping more over. I'll take a more over, elamar over. He has to be dripping this literally means this gall. Means this bitterness, but Tashi means the idea of the just sitting there in awe, pachad. I'll take Rishashanim el Shoshanim. When you learn, then that's the way it has to be. So much look, Asher Haba Rabba Haba Talmud. The Rebbe has to be some chesham mitzvah. Tamidim have to be in the state of awe of the Rebbe, pachad of the Rebbe. If I say Mahaba Haba Rabba, the Rebbe himself also. Before you start to open the mind up and get into the state of being where you feel comfortable with what you're doing, you need a simple shal mitzvah. But once you're learning, the person has to be I do it myself sometimes. I have to tell you that it bothers me when I see it, other people that I don't do it myself. Middle of the guy says a joke. What do you say in the middle of the say a joke? You're learning Torah. To start out, to get everybody into a good mood and feel comfortable, essentially, you start out with something light. But that once you start, like, you're learning. What are you doing taking it to something else? Kihada Rabba, Mikami the Pasak Lul Rabbanan, Amr Milsa the Bedichasa, Ubadhi Rabbanan, the Sayf Yosef, Bemso Pasak Vishmaita. Bedichasa, the way I understand Bedichasa means, you have a chasa Batran, a Batran Shabbos to make, to, by the Chasidish Chasa, they have a Batran Shabbos to present, usually with the main job was to make people happy, And but also the job was, a good batlan was he would to talk to people there and present ideas of Musar in a joking fashion. So you get the message across, and like Rosh Hashanah Zatzal, would be able to, have you laughing to, laughing, and meanwhile you get the message across. So bedichas is the ability to laugh at yourself. Not in a negative way, but to be comfortable to yourself to the point, it's okay to make a mistake, it's okay to say something stupid, because, who do I think I am anyway? Not, I don't have this airs that I have to pretend to be. I'm totally comfortable with myself, thereby allowing me now to sit down and learn, not being busy focusing in the back of my mind about my status and my presence and my what people think about me. So now I can present whatever I have to present intelligently, and if I make a mistake, it's okay, you make a mistake. And if somebody asks a question, it's a stupid question, it's okay, you ask a stupid question. But if you're busy trying to maintain a certain pretense, you can't do that. So the bedichas is the ability to be comfortable with yourself to the point that you can laugh at yourself, Will Rogers style, self-deprecation, but not in a negative way. Let's try to understand bedichas. Okay. Zot the Gemara of Av Sefer Mishlei. Dvorav Sershon says that we have the same problem with besides Kahelas, we have the same problem with Sefer Mishlei. So why didn't they put it away? Amri Sefer Kahelas lav aininon vashkechinon taima. Achinami lainon. We figured out Kahelas, we can figure out Mishlei. My Dvorav Sershon says,
are we done with all the steers in Kahelas?
No.
Okay. Is the Gemara going to continue? Or?
No, the Gemara that leaves, the Gemara presents it as examples of the issues. I think they act as, at least as a pointer to what the message of the Sefer is.
Okay.
It's putting Olam Hazeh and Olam Haboah into perspective. There's the, that's the point of the Sefer. So, Kasbel Mazeh is not a bad thing necessarily. Skoik El Mahabo is the point, etc. So, with that criteria in hand, with that yardstick in hand, now you can measure the rest of the Sefer and say what the message is. Asher Mishlei Bichshul Lignus Shal Yidurim Sessions Zeh Bnei Malukin Zeh Bnei Fine My Yidurim Sessions Zeh The Ksiv Altan Ksil Kivalte. Don't answer a fool when he says a stupid thing. Ignoring is a tremendous tool. Ksiv Anek Ksil Kivalte. Answer a fool when he says something stupid. Okay. Now these two psukim are psukim back to back. So Lakasha. Habadi Bitar Habamil Dalma. Mil de Alma, a person says something like that, just don't respond. It's not worth it. When it comes to the Ibritara, a person says something which is not thought out. So you respond to it. The Morris says, gives an example. He holds Ahud also the Kameh the Rebbe. Amrle, strange guy, comes to Rebbe and wants to make a whole bilbul. Tumult over here. He says, "Ishcha ishi. She really, she's my wife, not your wife. But echa banai. Really, it's my children. Your kids are mamzerim. I don't know. Whatever the. So he didn't interact with him. Would you like a cup of wine? you know, here, you know, go take a drink, you know. Shasa, the Mor says, he took the drink of wine of Paka and he died. I guess the Bereshit decided to punish him, but that wasn't, you know, I think the point of the Mor was not so much, you know, the you know, excuse me for saying it like this, the difference in, you know, the Litvah Shemaisa is that the person did what he's supposed to do. Litvah Shemaisa is look at the nais that the Russia made, that, you know, in response, you know, to what happened. The one time the Chavetz Chaim's son was in Varsha, and I told you this myself once, you know, that, and somebody recognized that this person was the Chavetz Chaim's son. So Varsha is the city of Chassidim, you know, you have the Chavetz Chaim's son here, right there, you know, say over a Maisa from the father, you know, Tata, Zigir, Maisa from Tata, you know, something, Moifis, Chavetz Chaim, you know, yeah, something, you know, miracles, right? So, you know, but this is a Litvak. You know, you can't get a Maisa out of him. My brother-in-law's father-in-law, Ron Bayashki, said so. Was talking about Chavetz Chaim. You want to talk to him in learning, you can talk to him in learning anywhere in Shas. And he'll talk to you for hours in learning. Ask him about a Maisa, about the Chavetz Chaim, he can't get a Maisa out of him. It's just like, you know, it just didn't interest him. Talk about a couple times Yer Shemaya, he'd be there. He one time said a line, told my sister-in-law, his daughter, she asked him, which picture of the Chavetz Chaim is the real picture? You know, the famous debate. He said, you cannot capture the Chavetz Chaim's face in a photo. The Chavetz Chaim had a light which there was a shine in his face. His face shone with the light. You can't capture it in a photo. Now, this is a Litva talking. You know, that he would say. But, you know, but Maislach, he wasn't interested. So they asked, finally, they pushed him to the wall, like the Chavetz Chaim's son. He says, the moifus of my father, the wonder of my father is, it says, by certain tzaddikim, the greatness of the tzaddik is the tzaddik goes over Kodesh Baruch Mekayim. The greatness by my father is the Kodesh Baruch goes over tzaddik Mekayim. It's such a litvish line, right? You know, it was like, you know, the godless of all of them is he did the right thing. But the Bereshit did afterwards. The point of the Mor isn't that the Bereshit made an ace of the guy was poker. It's that Rebbe controlled himself, didn't respond to this stupid idiot, you know, and argue with him. He said, have a good day. That's the point of the Gemara. The Bereshit made an ace of the guy, you know, that he got punished. Well, that wasn't Rebbe's point. So, I'm a little talk. Anyway, yeah. Your mother is my wife. You're my son. He learned from his Rebbe. He said, yeah. He drank it a pucker and he also popped. Okay. The Rebbe, the Shavri Bonai Mamzeri. There was a tefillah that my Rebbe said, which allowed me, protected me, that my children should be considered mamzer. What the Rebbe Kihabi Matzli Omer, that Rebbe who would daven, this is what we say every in the morning. It's a quote from Rebbe. It's a Gemara in Brachos. He wrote some afanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetatzileni ayom me'azeifanim u'me'azuzpanim. Save me from the brazen-faced people and their brazenness. You know, the people should come and make these claims that they shouldn't. In other words, we think they're ridiculous. If the Russian doesn't say a person from them, these claims start getting credibility. And who knows what people start thinking. You know, if the Meshuggah says it enough times, people start believing it. So the Russian should please save me from it. So, okay. So that's, don't respond to Axil Kivalta. But the return Mahi, where you say you should respond. There's going to come a time in the future where women will be able to give birth every day. The conception and the birth will be together. One of the Talmidim says, that's ridiculous, it can't happen. Pasuk says, that's something different than what we have, the reality which we have right now, and the person doesn't make new things. Okay. But the Morse lost on legal, he laughed at it. He made fun of it. So that's a ridiculous, so that's Ivelis. That's a foolishness of on the Talmud's part. So Ramil could have said, you know, I'm not gonna, I'm not answer to people who, you know, I'm not going to answer his stupidity. But instead, Yehuda did answer it. Amalei, Barba Arech, Dugmosim Elam Azed, exists in this world also. He said, really? Novik went out. Achulei Tanagarlis. Shalom Tanagarlis, there's apparently the type of Tanagarlis which is able to produces an egg every day. I mean, the truth is, we have Chazal say that with the Yadam and Chava, the more we had in Sanhedrin, that the Cain and Hevel were born the same day, that, it all took place in Yom Shishi. They were created, they had relations, and they had a child. Right? So the idea that the human being is able to produce that it immediately is not something which has. Because in a chait, there's a shalibur, there's a whole process. It didn't have to be like that. He says, you see that this world is something which can constantly produce on a regular basis. A lot of people that way. We don't picture the world being able to, a hundred years ago, 120 years ago, they said that the world can't sustain a population of a billion people plus. There wasn't enough food to be able to produce it. Before they were able to develop it, they had the nitrogen, the fertilizer. They had no way to, and then they figured a way to fixate the nitrogen out of the air into the fertilizer in the process of. And next thing we're sustaining barely to some extent, 7 billion people. So why can't there be 50 billion people in the world? I don't know. So Yasser Rumil Bakadorish Asinam Ilonish and Mitsian Paris Bakoyan. Ilonis can produce fruits every day. Jimmer Venosa Onov Osapri Ma Onov Bakoyam, new branches little they start to grow every day, Afri Bakoyan. The little voice of Talmud, so that Talmud made fun of it. Amr Vaksim and Kokhodashaf, Hashemesh, Rabbi Berberich, the Muslim of the Maseh, Novak Achwalet Slav. So he showed him the Slav tree, and the Slav tree, Rashi says it has three different types of Paris, when type A is being produced, so type B is there already, type B is already finished, type C is produced, and then the cycle goes around and around. So Yosef Gamliel, the Kedorish, the Sida Eretz Yisrael, the Shetaytzi Gluskos of Klimilus. The ground is going to produce. The trees are going to produce finished products. You're going to have your Gluskos is baked goods. Klimilus is. Satin clothing, silk. So he pieces borb or it's so pieces borb is large. I'm not sure how you say clean meals in that. Rashi says it's pure bark. I mean pure. Little boys of Talmud, so I mean, we would also get tired of this Talmud already. He's Silky Valta, the guy keeps,
Yeah, like, so does Pasim.
Oh, maybe could be, yeah. Armalei Boyrech, the Muslim Elam Azad, Novak Achulei Kameim and Pitrius. So he went out and showed him the mushrooms, you go to bed, there's nothing there. You wake up in the morning, there's just a gigantic mushroom. How does it happen? It can produce something overnight. For Klimilas, he showed him Nivra Barkara. So there was this type of material which grows on the trees, which is very soft. And apparently it's soft and it grows very quickly. I'm not familiar exactly what it is. Is he Rashi? Got about 3 minutes over here. Close of a Sofer. It's the fifth narrow line. Close of Sheshar Ben Tayyim. So if the beginning is good or good, so the stuff in the middle is good for sure. Kedem HaShemesh, Im Yama, but Torah Shekadem HaShemesh, Yesh Yisran. If your person puts his toil and effort into Torah, it's worthwhile. The Tzavsa is Soles, comfort. There's their companionship. Tzavsa is a sense of companionship. Holol is Meshubach, it's praiseworthy. Tzuchok is praiseworthy. Tzuchok Shemesachim Rishoyim, Shedeslam Shoah, Nisachekis. The Russian gives them the lesson of the fortune is shining upon them, so it's called Shamas Echekes. It's like a laughing time, a happy time. But they're going to get their portion in this world. Simshal Mitzvah, kind of Saskala. Sometimes it's normally in the sense, means that the person does a mitzvah. Happy to do it. Rashi says that someone admits which there's an element of simcha involved in it. Tzchayk mamish, shein dasa tzchayk miyoshev zalov, pin elish alotzen, kamokam en b'yishim. There's a lack of seriousness and a lack of focus. So it's even though something not necessarily any litzon is making fun of something negatively. That's what tzchayk means. So you can't shkin is not sharp from tzchayk. Kalas Rosh is Lotzen, where there's an element of Lotzonis, which is the truth is, I mean, there really there's different stages in the process. That Lotzonis is the idea of taking something lightly to the point that I can make fun of it. So, Misloitz is on about something, against somebody. So, the cut down, the put down is that you don't take the guy seriously, you don't give him his just. You know, his respect. So strike is that you don't take the world seriously, but you're not putting anything down. And the next step is litzanus. Mitzah the hashish love shchina. It's called simchas mitzah because it brought the shchina to him. There's an element of circular reasoning over there. The shchina only comes when you're happy because when you want the shchina to come, it's called you're being arsik in simchas mitzah. Very difficult to understand the Rashi example. The Ralach and Sarkli Tech, the Mila de Bedichus of Beresha. You start with the Mila de Bedichus. The Cholam Tev, in Baal Lishan, Mitech Simcha, Marla, with Cholam Tev. A person goes to sleep in a state of Simcha. A person in a state of contentment, he says it to Cholam Tev. That's what's more Mariris, bitterness, Machmas Amber from the fear. They enjoy the joke and they get comfortable, and then you have to sit with the respect for what you're doing. They shouldn't damage me. The verse says that hey, mamzer is an asponim. Save me from asponim. I shouldn't get a reputation of being an asponim, being referred to as a mamzer. Medivrei Torah, Mutzalanus Kivalta, you're allowed to respond to his foolishness. Horav, you let us yachto, but Yem Shahara, Zeh, you let us Vad Acher. It can be conceiving and Rashi says that nothing that one was conceived will be born. There'll be a conception and a birth, conception of A, and a birth of B, which had been conceived earlier. Like the Tanagarlis, that it's producing new eggs and it's constantly. Kamosh Tanagarlis, Kimish Meshameshes B'chol Yoyim, is a Yoletis B'chol Yoyim. So if it takes 10 days to produce and it's Meshameshes B'chol Yoyim, so A, it'll produce in 10 days from now, and the next day it'll produce one in 11 days from now, etc. But there is a nukuda of that the process is quick also. He was willing to involve with the person's foolishness in order to present Torah properly. Ask a question, you can ask a question. Something malagleg is a foolishness. Slav is min ilun, it's the caper bush. Slav is the caper bush. can't say I'm familiar with what a caper looks like, but at least I heard of it. Tain gimel mine peris. It has three types of peris. Avyardis v'kafrisin v'lulavin. V'kiyisil l'hai, lesser l'hai, can remember reishvus cheses about them. Each one is produced in its own step of the process. The Morse says the whole thing is constantly producing things. The Morse says in the context of getting a chazakah of Gimel Shalom, you have to be able to eat like three different seasons worth of the fruit. The Morse says, well, Slavish, you're able to get it in a month. Because, you know, 10 days of this type, 10 days of that type, 10 days of that type, and you know, there you go. I think it says a month. Oh, less than a month. It's less than a month. It says 3 days. I think 3 days. But it has to be new things. It has to be new produce. So A is produced, and B is not even here. B will be produced the next day, and then, you know. So.
Is that the tree that the Gemara goes abroad on all the different prophets you make on the different.
Yes, that's what it's referring to. So the Avyonis were the actual main fruits. The Kafrisim were the shells which are around them, which actually were edible on their own. Then there was, besides that, there was something which Gemara calls Anovim. Was little fruits, little berries. Besides the main fruit, there was like little berries which looked like grapes. And then there was a lovin, which was the leaves of it were.
There's a picture here. What it looks like. You can see the berries. I'm not sure what the other.
You see the fruit, and you see the little berries also. You see two separate things. Besides, and then there's the plant itself was also edible.
They used to eat the bark.
Well, here's the thing, the lovin' were like the tender shoots of the new tender shoots. Pieces bar, mash with gluskos, it means like pieces, full pieces of something. Shemrachavas come in, past yad, like the broad, like a palm of a hand. Mashach klimilas, come on, pichonis pasim, there you go, pichonis pasim. Bor, come on, leash, bor, it's tzavua. And your klimilas, bor is noki, come on, bor, kecham. Come on, pitriyash, yotzim, they come out overnight. They're quite wide. Neighbor Barkara, Siv, that's like the like a bark. Kamin Lavush, Matsuyer, Godal Sivas Hakar Shal Dekel, and it grows something like a layer which grows around the new part of the Dekel Shri, Shurach, which is soft. So the Gemara refers that as kara, we hearts of palm, the new shoots which come out, which are still edible, are kar. So this nibir by kara is this thing around the kara, which was like a layer on top, which was like a clothing, which came out on a regular basis.